You're listening to a message delivered at the Fountains, a United Methodist church in Fountain Hills, Arizona.
Our words of wisdom are John chapter 14, verse 27.
Peace I leave with you, my peace I give to you. I do not give to you as the world gives. Do not let your hearts be troubled, and do not let them be afraid.
Hear what the Spirit is saying to the church.
Thanks be to God.
Good morning. It is great to be with you today while Pastor David is away. I always appreciate the opportunity to be with you all. Have you ever heard of the singing group, the Waylon Jennies? Now, let me be clear, I'm not talking about Waylon Jennings. I'm talking about the group of three women who sing together. The group is from Western Canada, and they're a folk group. And they sing these fabulous songs in very close harmonies that are so close that it almost makes your eardrums and your skin quiver as those sounds bump up against us. Let's take a listen. Don't you just love that harmony? There is something about one voice that is just beautiful in and of itself that gets layered with another voice and then another that creates this kind of robust, multifaceted harmony that is so close it almost creates a vibration that you can feel against your skin and your eardrums. When Jesus talks about his peace, he contrasts it with the peace the world gives. Now, the peace the world gives, by and large, means that we use violence to quell violence. But what Jesus is talking about is not that. It is this multi-layered, multi-voice kind of peace that brings an abundance, a filling of life where all are uplifted and all are included. The first voice of the kind of peace that Jesus is referring to is the voice of the absence of violence. Now, in and of itself, the absence of violence is no small thing. There is a real beauty to it, isn't there? It means that there are streets that are safe to walk on, homes where it is safe and beautiful to return to without fear. It means there's a place where both things grow and people grow, and there's an expansiveness and a joy where there is no violence. In order for there to be no violence, the first thing we have to do is look within ourselves. We need to do the hard work of looking to see where within us there are violence or the precursors to violence. Where do we belittle others? Where do we put others down so that we can feel better about ourselves? Dietrich Bonhoeffer says that it is an act of daring for there to be peace. And we must dare to be honest with ourselves about what is going on within us that does not make the world in our immediate environment a safe place to be. It means that we either need to begin or to continue to do the hard work of becoming healthy in body and spirit. We dare to do this kind of work. There is no limit to it. We're never too young or too old to be engaged in this work. We either continue what we've already been doing in terms of becoming healthier within ourselves, and we encourage others who have yet to begin this work because it seems so scary. This work is exhilarating, it's freeing, it is hard and challenging. But we commit ourselves to this because we know that this is the first voice in which the embodiment of a kind of divine peace that Jesus talks about becomes real in our lives and in the world around us. When we do this kind of internal work, either continue it or begin it, we cannot help but have that flow over into the relationships we are engaged with in the world. And so the second voice of the kind of peace Jesus is referring to is a kind of lifting up, a strengthening and upbuilding of relationships, because we are bringing our stronger, more healed selves into all of those, whether it is the relationships in our homes, in our workplaces, in our church, the community organizations we're engaged in. We come as people in the process of being healed. And in so doing, our relationships are lifted up and made stronger. When we do this kind of work, when we bring ourselves that are in the process of being made more whole and healthier, we are doing the work of tikkun olam, which is a Hebrew phrase that means the repair of the world. The late Rabbi Jonathan Sacks has a book titled To Heal a Broken World. And in that book, he retells the story of Stephen Carter, who is a law professor and writer at Yale University. The story that Sacks retells is that when Carter was a young boy, he and his family moved to a neighborhood in Washington, D.C., and this was in the 60s. Now, Carter and his family are African American, and the neighborhood into which they moved was predominantly white. As they were getting settled in, the children gathered on the front steps of the house to get a feel for the neighborhood. And Carter thought to himself, I wonder how we will be accepted here. I wonder how people will treat us here. And the immediate answer to that question was, not so much. People walk back and forth along the sidewalk in front of their house all day long, and no one even turned to look at these children, and let alone say a word to them. As the day went on, Carter thought to himself, oh, this is not good. We do not belong here. This was a mistake for us to move here. We will never be accepted. And then as time went on, a woman came down the street returning from work. And when she saw the children, she lifted up her arm and yelled, welcome. And then she went into her house and not long after came out with a tray filled with jelly sandwiches and with drinks for the children. And she took them across the street and shared it with them. Now, over the years, Carter got to know this woman very well. But he says it was that moment that changed his life. It was that moment where she spoke a word of welcome and then acted out that welcome by sharing her gifts with the children that he realized, oh, there is a place for us here. There is a place where people who are different can live together. And that shaped who he became as he grew into the person he is today. We are the arms and the legs, yes, of Jesus' peace. When we do the work of Tikkun Olam, where we bring ourselves and our hearts that are healing into relationship with the people around us, it can change people's lives, one person at a time. And no one is too insignificant for our attention. You'll remember there are three voices in our singing group. And so you know there will be a third voice of peace that Jesus is referring to when he says, my peace I leave with you. And this third voice is the voice of peace within the world around us. It makes sense, doesn't it, that as we bring ourselves and relationships into the world, that the world around us becomes more peace-filled. We raise our voices to our elected leaders, our church leaders, leaders of our community organizations, reminding them that our job, that our calling is to lift up the most vulnerable among us, that is what our service in the world is all about. That we have a shared mission, even if we come at it from different places. This third voice of peace that has to do about with the world moves beyond just our own immediate communities to within the world of healing. It's about the work of shalom, which is the word that Jesus would have used when he talked about peace. And shalom isn't just about absence of bad things. Shalom is also about a fullness where there is enough for everyone because we share what we have. There's a wholeness because everyone is lifted up, particularly those who are vulnerable and who are the newcomers and among us. It is a beautiful, resonant harmony, this peace that Jesus talks about, that ends with us being engaged in the world. Now, there are some among us who, because of whatever faith or community commitments that have been had over the years, think, well, yes, of course, that's how we do it. But there are others among us who have been raised to believe that people are, and particularly people of faith, are to be engaged in a more private expression of faith. What Jesus is talking about when he talks about his peace is a whole life engagement with the work of peace that includes the world around us. It breaks down barriers and it lifts up so that all of us can live abundantly and full. Let's listen to the final piece of this song.
This is the sound of one voice. One people, one voice. A song for every one of us. This is the sound of one voice. This is the sound.
Some of you have heard me use the words of St. Teresa of Avila before, and you'll know that I carry her words within my heart because they are at the essence of what I believe it means to be a person who follows in the way of Jesus and directly relates to our talking about peace this morning. Remember, Teresa says that Christ has no body now on earth but ours, no arms to reach out in blessing but ours, no feet to move forward in mercy, no eyes with which to look with compassion on the world but ours. It is this kind of incarnated peace that moves in us and through us into the world, that we have the blessed gift of being part of. May this peace lift you this day. May it bless you and pour out of you so that you might be a blessing of peace in this world that longs and needs for peace so badly. Amen.
Thanks for listening to this week's Applying It to Life from the Fountains. For more information or to support this outreach with a donation, visit www.weputlovefirst.org.